This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, it's Saturday night. Welcome to hour number two. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is time for the Ladies' Lounge. And do not forget, friend, as I've been talking to you for the last number of weeks, we at Radio Night Live and really anything connected with Kevin McCullough, we are, for this last quarter of the year, we are trying to give a Christmas present that beats every Christmas present that's ever been given by trying to liberate 48 human trafficked slaves in Sudan from their Islamist captors. We have the ability to do that. Christian Solidarity International is the group we're working with, and as I was just talking about in the last hour, I want to make sure you know that you can make this difference. So as you hear us give the phone number, as you hear us continually reminding you, there's a reason for that. We want to make sure that all 48 of them have been liberated. And thanks to the generosity of many so far, we are down to, I believe it is 37 people to go. So if you are, wanting to do something special, extra meaningful for your family this Christmas season, consider liberating a slave through Christian Solidarity International. The way it works is real simple. If you're just joining us, it's an Ovidium shot for the cattle of the Islamist slave owner. That's delivered through kind of an underground railroad that they have. There is no cash that changes hands. It is strictly a shot for their cattle. But in exchange for every shot that they receive, they release one human trafficked individual. And it's a wonderful, wonderful program. And so thank you to those of you that have already helped us free 11 people so far. Their lives will be forever changed because of your generosity. And if you want to call tonight, again, that phone number is 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You can also look us up on CrowdRise and give a donation there. But $250 sets one slave free this Christmas season. Please consider doing that. All right. Usually in hour number two, we are thrilled to open up what's called the Ladies' Lounge. It's where we feature the brilliant women in media and the voices that I am of the opinion need to be amplified a little bit more. So I basically turn over a portion of my platform here every Saturday night. And we have great conversations. And we get to meet really interesting people. And it's been a fun time doing this. And it's one of our listeners' favorite portions of the show. And I'm honored to bring a new voice to the lounge tonight. Her name is Kelsey Harkness, and she is one of those internet journalist people. She does a lot of work for multiple websites. The Daily Signal and The Federalist are both where you primarily see her, but she also does some video investigative type stuff, and she hosts a podcast called Problematic Women, and it's with great joy we welcome her to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Kelsey, welcome to the weekend.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin, and thank you so much for all the work you're doing to free those girls in Sudan. That's incredible.
This year, we always do something kind of fun in the fourth quarter, but this year, the more I learned about human trafficking over the last couple of years, the more I just felt compelled to do that, and it's just something that's from our heart, and if we can get all 48, I'm going to be a happy, happy camper, so spread the word and help us get the message out there, but thanks for your encouragement. Kelsey, you live in reside, I'm assuming, in the Washington, D.C. metro, and it is a place where young professional women are reporting on things and working for think tanks and working very hard, I think, on the conservative side of issues, at least, to bring about some principled change in our life. But that's my assumption. Why do you do what you do?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that question right after your opening segment on these girls who are trapped as sex slaves in Sudan, because some people might be surprised to hear this if they're familiar with the New York Times journalist Nicholas Kristof. But it was during high school and college that I became familiar with Nicholas Kristof's work at the New York Times. He's an opinion writer, a very liberal opinion writer, but he really does some incredible work telling the stories of girls like the ones you just mentioned who get trapped in these really terrible humanitarian crises. And when I heard about a lot of these stories, I grew up in Connecticut in my own little bubble. I went to a liberal arts college in Pennsylvania, also in a little bubble. And when I really started to learn about these issues, it made me want to get involved. It made me want to get involved in the storytelling world and to figure out a way to better communicate what is going on in this country and beyond and how you can help. And, you know, I'm very happy that I'm doing that right now. I hope to do even more in an international front later on in my career. But that's actually how I ended up in Washington, D.C.
Well, and so what took you there? Why Washington, D.C. if you were involved, if you were concerned about trafficking?
So I wanted to get into news media. So I actually, my first job was in New York City at Fox News. I was a production assistant, and it was great exposure to, you know, one of the leaders in this industry. But I decided to really make a difference in this world and to, climb my way up in this field because it is a tough field to get into. I needed to come to Washington, D.C. and learn a lot of these issues firsthand, learn what's going on inside the Capitol firsthand, inside the administration, and I wound up really in the perfect job for me, which is the Daily Signal at the Heritage Foundation. So the Daily Signal is an online multimedia news organization at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. So I'm in the position where every day I get to walk down the halls in my office, talk to some of the leading experts on all different types of policy issues, really come to understand them, and then figure out a creative way to communicate those issues to the American public. So I'd say I'm pretty lucky to have my job.
Well, they say if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I will say, as someone that has pursued that since I was about 13, I got my first gig in media when I was 14. I was actually on air on the weekends in the Dallas market when I was 14. My voice changed, so people thought I was 40. So it worked out pretty nicely for me. But that is really inspiring, Kelsey, that you had a vision and you understood and you like took a stab at it and you began to kind of navigate and understand what you need to do. And when it comes to Heritage, who I've worked with for, you know, 30 years that I've been doing this, there isn't a better organization, I think, in the Beltway fighting the good fight for principled, common sense, freedom oriented issues. There's been a lot of groups that have come and gone since then, but most of them still aren't around. Heritage has been there fighting the fight the whole time, and it's just a great organization. Let's talk a little bit about you as a person. You were how old when you discovered the issue of trafficking and what, you know, what it was that bothered you about it?
I remember the first time I really learned about it, I was probably a junior or senior in high school because I remember applying to Nicholas Kristof's Win a Trip, where he takes a young aspiring journalist with him on one of those trips to report on the issues with him. And so that's when I really dove into it. And then it was college when I really started looking into some of you know, the policies behind why and policies in international landscapes that are enabling these situations to keep happening again and again. And I will say this is also what led me to really find myself in this brand of feminism that I believe in, that I don't even know if you can call it feminism, but I realize there are so many women and girls internationally that need a voice and that are lacking basic human rights. And so I think that's why I struggle so much, so deeply to connect with this American brand of new wave feminism, which just seems so selfish and only focused on themselves and hardly ever speaking out for girls like the ones you mentioned in Sudan, who really do lack basic human rights.
Well, and I think that that's a pretty astute observation on your part. And you came to it all on your own, which is kind of cool as well, because the college university environment does not encourage such free thinking amongst women right now. And in fact, it's a pretty hostile place for people that hold the kind of views that you do. So you're to be congratulated for that. You know, I wrote a book about manhood in, 2008. The first four chapters were allocated to defining what's gone wrong with men. And what had happened with men basically was the advent of this new wave feminism that you're talking about in the 1960s. And it was very different than classic feminism, which erupted in the 1920s. In the 1920s, everything was about equality and equal access. In the 1960s, it all became about how women are supposed to replace men. And I believe in a God, I believe in a creator, I believe in a universe where the natural order of things is actually quite important. And I think that children need mothers and fathers to fully develop to their best potential. And so when the new wave of feminism that kind of kicked in the 60s, but is still the predominant viewpoint now in academia, in media, in entertainment, and even in the halls of elective office, depending on the administration that's in power, it suddenly hit me. Well, men are being let off the hook because the women of the new movement are telling them they're unnecessary. So it's interesting to connect. And you and I haven't had this conversation. We've only covered some of the news stories you've talked about thus far. But it's fun to have it because it there are more and more women like you that I believe exist that actually think that.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh.
Radio Night Live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And thank you for caring and making a difference. 888-342-1010. Set a slave free this holiday season. Friends, I'm thinking about this. $250 and you give that person their liberty for the rest of their life. It's a pretty cool Christmas present. And if you couldn't do $250 all at one time, then break it up over a few months. Do $50 a month for 5 months. That'll still, Christian Solidarity International will still get them out this calendar year if you're able to do that. But we want to give freedom to 48 women and girls that are literally enslaved in Sudan. By the way, there were more than 100,000 women and children that were taken in the slave raids that ended back in the early 20-teens. But here's the thing. Since that time, the world governments, they stopped the slave raids. They didn't make them return the people. So this is the work that Christian Solidarity International is doing, and it's pretty incredible. So join us on that journey. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Kelsey Harkness is in the ladies' lounge tonight, and she was chatting with me in the break. And Kelsey, you said there's a unique side to you that conservative people don't often see.
There certainly is, Kevin. So a lot of people might be surprised to hear that I, in addition to my work as a journalist, I recently got certified as a yoga instructor. So I've been dabbling my toes in teaching yoga in the nation's capital. I have a yoga blog called Capital Yoga Girl, and I kind of use it to keep me sane living in the swamp. You know, something has to, you know, keep me grounded here. And I love yoga. And, you know, one of my goals in blogging about yoga and getting involved is to show people that yoga doesn't have to be this scary pseudo-religious experience. It really can just be a way to practice mindfulness and gratitude for what we have and get a workout while you're at it.
Yeah, no. Well, the lovely bride is a huge yoga fan, so I can't badmouth yoga even if I wanted to. I just sometimes get it mixed up with the small Jedi Knight from the Star Wars series and mispronounce it from time to time. That's all. So that's cool. Well, what's your favorite yoga? All the exercises in yoga are always so cool because they're all named, you know, after things. So what's your favorite yoga formation of all time, Kelsey Harkness?
Well, my favorite yoga pose is a handstand because I just think they are so fun. I was actually a gymnast growing up, even though
that's
I'm 5'9". So
that's not fair. If you're a gymnast, then they're
it's
easy for you
not
to
fair.
Do. No, that's not fair. I was wanting it to be something cool, like, you know, the grasshopper of rose petals or something like that. You know?
Yeah, there are a lot of crazy names. There is a grasshopper pose. There's frog. There's tree. There's actually a whole brand of children's yoga coming up that I actually love. And what you can actually do as a yoga teacher is tell children a story while teaching them a yoga class, getting them into the different poses. So, you know, starting out with a frog, jumped over to the tree and so forth. And it's this really fun thing.
Oh,
that's a good
cool
way to get kids moving.
Very, very cool. Well, we'll have to explore that because I've got a 7, 5, and 3-year-old, and they, in fact, they're the reason I started going to see a trainer and working out harder, because I'm 3 years away from the mid-century point, and
you know, I picked one of them up a couple of years ago one day, and I felt something shift in my back. I was like, okay, I'm too young to have that problem. So I started getting really serious, and I actually found out after I'd been working with my trainer for about a year that there are actually some things that she's got me doing that are yoga. So I was like, oh, okay, so that's easy. I can do that. I do yoga too, kind of, sort of.
I think a lot of men would be surprised to know that they can do yoga too.
Well, and I think that there's a lot of benefit to being healthy, put very simply. Okay, so we left you talking about your desire to make a difference in the world, and now we know that you're a qualified yoga instructor. What types of stories do you cover for the Signal and for the Federalist?
That's a good question. So I have a pretty broad portfolio. I work full-time with the Daily Signal, and I'm on the video team. So I do a lot of documentary stories. One of the big issues I've covered during my time here is the issue of religious liberty. So a lot of the culture wars and free speech on college campuses is another one that I've covered. But specifically on the religious liberty front, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard about these cases involving bakers and florists and photographers declining to make weddings, cakes for same-sex weddings. And I have interviewed just about every one of them, which
Oh, wow.
Is pretty funny to think about. The Kleins out in Oregon who own Sweet Cakes by Melissa. My most recent one was Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. His case is the one that is going before the Supreme Court, which I guess will finally put an end to these issues, and we'll have a decision by the Supreme Court justices whether or not small business owners have the right to practice their religion in the workspace. But there was actually a very interesting side case that came up with Jack Phillips when a few weeks ago he got asked to bake a cake with a message worshiping Satan, actually with a message that was saying happy birthday to Satan. And it's funny because I think he was set up by people on the left. You know, they basically sent him an email saying, you care so much about religious liberty. Well, here's a cake that I want to make for my quote-unquote religion. And it's interesting because the right, as conservatives, we often say, well, if you don't give bakers this freedom, then we're going to go down a very long and dark path of business owners being forced to do things that really, truly go against our conscience. And for some reason, when it comes to Christian beliefs, people just don't seem to care or connect with those.
Right.
But then when you actually think about forcing a Christian baker to bake a cake worshiping Satan, I think that's a little more difficult to defend. But it's interesting to see some of these ideas become realities where cake bakers are now actually getting requests like that.
Well, and it's actually, to your point, it's actually fairly verifiable that if these groups had gone in to, for instance, a Muslim chef's shop of some sort and asked for a pork-based product, and they declined to make it because of the ingredients that they're not supposed to come into contact with, you'd hardly hear anything about it. But because it happens to be Christianity, and I do think that the common denominator here is that it's Christianity, that there's this extra agenda that's being driven against Christians, particularly conservative Christians. If you're a mainliner and you've already jumped the gay marriage ship and you're okay with it, then, you know, they're not going to come after you. But if you actually hold to a tenet that Scripture in some way, like, prescribes sexuality to be, you know, narrowly defined and something that should be practiced in a certain way, well, then all of a sudden, you're the evil one. And I've never quite understood. I mean, there are other faiths that have pretty strict tenets about such things, but they don't seem to be as rigorously enforced. We're speaking with Kelsey Harkness in the Ladies' Lounge. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Of all the boys.
In 66 million homes across the country, and we are honored to have our guest tonight. Kelsey Hargis is making her debut appearance in the lounge. It's pretty painless, isn't it, Kelsey? I mean, you could tell other newcomers it's a safe place to go to talk.
I'm enjoying it. It's very much a safe space.
Speaking of which, let's touch on something that was kind of interesting. Came out yesterday on Friday of this week. It was revealed that Michelle Obama had spent somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.2 million taxpayer dollars a year on her support staff, and she had evidently a fairly large entourage. And we knew this because when she went overseas, like, her hotel bill was just obscene at times. But Melania Trump made news because evidently she's as budgetarily minded as her husband is, and she has cut the staff that the First Lady's office uses, and instead of spending $1.2 million a year on a support staff, for this year she's going to come in at about $460,000. Now, I don't know, I'd do the math, that's like one-third of what Michelle Obama spent, but you know, depending on who you talk to, this even was interpreted in the media as, you know, some sort of problem. I look at it as a taxpayer and go, yay, go Melania. Your thoughts on that?
It's hard to understand how that could be a problem. I would think that the one thing Americans could agree on is that our federal government should not be wasting money and overspending money. And I actually think it's very charitable for Melania to recognize that she has a lot of these hashtag or so-called privileges that a lot of other Americans don't. And so instead of charging Americans via taxpayer dollars for her living expenditures and her professional expenditures as First Lady in the White House, I'm sure she's pulling a lot of her own resources to fill that in. And I don't think it's a coincidence. I know this has been reported on a bit, but I think if it were Michelle Obama, for instance, who had dramatically reduced the spending of her White House staff, I think it would be headlines and she would be on the covers of women's magazines about how frugal the First Lady is. And yet, since it's Melania and she's married to Donald Trump and they are Republican, you won't see any of that.
Right. No, there's definitely a double standard when it comes to that. And it's interesting that you used the word problem so many times in that sentence, because you happen to do a podcast, and I don't know how often it comes out, but it's called Problematic Women. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, so I do it's a Facebook Live show and it's a podcast called Problematic Women. And it's co-hosted with Bree Payton from The Federalist, who is awesome. You all should follow her work as well. She and I every week choose a problematic woman of the week, and this means a woman who is, for some reason, posing as a really inconvenient narrative to the left. And let me give you the backstory of how we came up with the name Problematic
Sure.
Women. So often there's all these quote-unquote women's magazines, and they fail to represent Republican-leaning and conservative women. But not only do they fail to represent us, they fail to even cover us fairly. So in one instance, for example, this year, Elle Magazine published a headline that said that asked how do we criticize problematic women? And the picture that went along with this headline was a picture of Megyn Kelly, Kellyanne Conway, and Ivanka Trump. And the idea behind it is that these women stand in favor of women's issues, women's rights. They are strong, successful businesswomen. And so there's an entire article with some liberal female author trying to explain to her readers how, or not even explain, how to justify to her readers that she's a feminist, but she can still criticize these smart and successful women. And it was just so ridiculous, and it just perfectly depicted to me the attitudes of liberal women writers on us, female conservative and Republican-leaning women, that we're not people worthy of debating with and discussing. We're just problems to them that they need to figure out how to fix. And so we made an entire show devoted to this very concept, and it's a lot of fun. We focus on women's issues, and I'd encourage all your listeners to tune in.
Well, we'll certainly make the link available, and it's on Facebook Live, and then it's stored so people can go back and watch it on demand after that. And for those of you that would like to know more about what Kelsey does, you should definitely follow her on Twitter. She's got a great take in 140 characters or less. Or were you one of the privileged few that got the double the length of a couple of weeks ago? Like, you remember when they did that? It kind of threw me for a loop. I was like, how come I didn't get one? Like, I have a verified page. Why can't I get the 280 characters?
I'm happy to be verified, but I was not one of the lucky ones to get the extra text. It really threw me off. I have a hard time reading that much text now, which makes me wonder what Twitter has done to my brain. But if I can give one more plug to something I think people interested who are fans of your Ladies Lounge might like is Bright, which is a morning newsletter.
Actually, Kelsey, hold on. Let's take this break and come back and you tell us more about that. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
575. Kelsey Harkness is her name, and she is full of information and full of ideas, and really one of those voices that's kind of emerging in the journalism space that I really want to shine as much attention to as possible, because when we have very articulate, educated, well-versed, and capable women making these arguments. It is a death knell to the feminist manifesto that is being played out in the media, in the halls of Congress, in academia, in entertainment, every single night. Public schools. I mean, it is everywhere. So the more that we are able to do what we're doing, not only tonight but every Saturday night at Radio Night Live, I just am so appreciative. And Kelsey, again, thanks for staying with us a little bit longer tonight. Now, you do a number of different things, but one of the publications that you started to tell us about in the last segment is a thing called Bright, and it is a really unique concept, but explain what it is and how people can get it and get involved.
Well, Kevin, thank you. I'm so honored to have your support. For those who aren't familiar with Bright, it is a morning newsletter by a group of women. A lot of them are contributors to The Federalist, myself is included. So I'm the Wednesday editor, but we are lucky to have Mary Catherine Hamm, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with, who's a really incredible writer, very entertaining. She's the Tuesday editor. So every morning in your inbox, you're going to have a different female editor bringing you the news, pop culture, in politics in a bright and inspiring way. We do not speak down to our audience. We know that our audience, the people reading, are educated and intelligent women and men. We're a group of women who write this, but we do not discriminate against men. We love our male subscribers. But it's interesting. I think a lot of men like reading it too, because it allows them to get inside our brains and see the type of content that women are interested in. So it's really fun. We cover both the serious and a little bit of the lighthearted pop culture going on. So I think that your audience will love it. You can sign up, getbrightemail.com.
Yeah, getbrightemail.com. You can sign up for it. And I would say if you've got... I'm just thinking out loud here, Kelsey, so stop me as soon as I cross the barrier of inappropriateness. Man, that sounded like Harvey Weinstein. I didn't mean to make it like... if it's okay, sign up your daughters and your nieces and your cousins and other people, too, because if you think that, there's not clear-thinking, articulate material out there by women for women, this is a place where it would really... just really reinforce some of the stuff you're trying to communicate. And Kelsey, I largely view the conversation that we're having in America these days as an ongoing dialogue, but increasingly it's one in which one side of the conversation keeps getting kind of smacked down and like locked out of the room on. And we've got to get creative about how to re-enter that conversation and make those points. And what's fun is when the substance actually is compared A to B, there's no doubt that the clear-thinking center-right position on almost every issue is always going to, just on its own, without any label attached to it, it's going to rise to the fore. It's going to be the better understood common-sense solution to it. But sadly, the powers that control the dialogue, the narrative in so many corners of our society, are doing everything they can to shut that out.
I completely agree. And if you take an organization like the Women's March, for example, which is actually holding their convention this weekend, this is a group that claims to stand for women that has gotten and still continues to get so much attention from the mainstream media. It's very easy for them to tell their narrative and claim to represent all women. But I think there's a lot of us women out there who do not connect with this group in the least and actually find their views on feminism actually insulting and in some ways oppressive. I mean, just a few weeks ago when Saudi Arabia finally gave women the right to drive. You would think that the Women's March, they would be one of the first people speaking out about this issue, but they were silent. They didn't just not speak out when it happened. They still have not spoken out on that issue. And I think that kind of brings us full circle into what we were talking about at the beginning of the segment, is that women's issues are so much bigger than what the left tries to pretend that they are, all about birth control and the right to abort your child at 20 weeks. The reality is there are real instances of inequality against women worldwide, and there's so many women who need our voices. And I think American women have an opportunity to look beyond ourselves, and if we want to focus on the issue of women and women's issues, let's look at all women, not just a very small group of American women.
No, you're totally right. And then when you look at the kind of the credentials of the Women's March group, I mean, Linda Sarsour should be declared an enemy of the state, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, she's an actual Islamist that has embraced terrorist strategies in the free world, and I'm like, how can you be an icon? How can you be allowed to be here? But you know, the left in America has had her speak at graduation ceremonies. Mayor de Blasio refused to intervene when she was invited to give the commencement speech this year, and it's just really, it's really sad how dishonest that is, even to the degree of Harvey Weinstein. I found out yesterday that he was actually a marching participant of the Women's March back in January of this year. At that same march, Ashley Judd gives the nasty woman speech. I can still hear, like, you know, wincing her face. Nasty, I'm the nasty woman. And it's all hypocrisy, because she turns around now and is actually the exposer of who Mr. Weinstein was. 50-something women now coming forward. And the truth is, there are God-fearing, hardworking moms, single women, married women that are on the right of center of things, and they basically are never given an opportunity to weigh in until the ballot box comes along. And guess what? They are the most reliable center right vote in America. The most reliable center left vote is the stuff we're talking about, and largely because they view government as needed for their own existence.
Linda Sarsour called for nonviolent jihad against the White House, but she did not, you know, I'm telling you very clearly, she said it in a nonviolent context, but she did not say it. She just called for jihad in the White House, and then she explained later that it was nonviolent. But I think if we just look at some of the rhetoric that comes from some of these far-left organizations claiming to represent women, they're doing nothing but dividing women and dividing all of America, where really, again, there are so many issues that we could be coming together on. And it just makes having these types of conversations very difficult when you have one side of the argument calling for these very extreme actions and using this very extreme language against each other. How are we supposed to come and have these conversations face to face when that's what we're up against?
No doubt about it. Kelsey Harkness, keep up the great work, and thanks for being with us tonight. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.